Up next, the news bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good evening. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Zambia Air Force holds their Thanksgiving service. Government moves to contain environmental impact of a tailings dam collapse at EZ Mining. In international headlines, soldiers seize power in Guinea-Bissau and detain president. And now the news in detail. The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development says it acknowledges with gratitude the policy directive by President Hakainde Hichilema to leverage on the Constituency Development Fund CDF in order to accelerate the adoption and deployment of solar energy across the country as a way of contributing to national energy security. Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary Technical Services Nicholas Piri says the ministry will work together with other stakeholders, including the Ministry of Energy, Ministry of Finance and National Planning, Financial Institutions and the Presidential Delivery Units, PDU, among others, to ensure that the project delivers its intended objectives efficiently and effectively. Mr. Piri says on its part, the ministry has concluded the restructuring of the CDF 2026 in order to release funds needed to translate the policy guidance into tangible project deliverables. He says to this end, the Presidential Constituency Energy Initiative has been conceived as a project vehicle to deliver the policy objectives outlined by the Republican President. The project manager for the PCEI will be the Ministry of Energy through its relevant agencies, while the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development will contribute equity through the Ministry of Finance and National Planning. He has revealed that an initial equity contribution of $100 million will be immediately made available to commence the works. The PS has assured members of the public that the Presidential Constituency Energy Initiative will be implemented with the highest level of urgency, efficiency, accountability, and technical vigilance. Concerned citizens have called on President Hakainde Hichilema and the UPND administration to focus on fixing the economy, ending load shedding instead of the Bill 7. One of the residents has stated that Bill 7 will not get rid of the power crisis and the high cost of living Zambians are grappling with. She has questioned why the UPND is fixing their focus on the bill instead of delivering development to the Zambian people. And another citizen has called on the president to listen to the church and get rid of the Bill 7. He has stated that the contents of the bill are not availed, hence citizens do not feel comfortable with it.
Bill 7, your president, the movie says, I have been sent to I want one bill of a can. I'm a Catholic. How many are they? Catholic. How many matches are can of a man? Matches in Yambi. Matches in Devon to a man. I'm a president of government. This is a voter of Antoine. Was a matches in Yamania. So please, the can of a church. I have been two. I'm not done that. I'm not going to go to the city. I'm from Malay yesterday. I'm going from the ocean yesterday. I'm going to go to the church. I'm going to go to the church. So please, I'm going to go to the church. kuita yanche mpando wa president uyo kwa mkafuna tisha nyano mna wakilikira mairweyo kuti sinashite buwanji mna ikambe kutini kumakosio sinia yale mzali mza juwa juwa mene ya niya kuti mwende ya nyinda vina mkwili mkati.
The Alliance for Children Everywhere Zambia ACE yesterday made a donation of assorted health supplies to Chongwe Health Office as part of their effort to support healthcare initiatives in the country. Speaking during the handover ceremony, Alliance for Children Everywhere Country Director Mr. Chantry Mwemba says the Alliance is delighted to stand with Chongwe Health Center, a hub of health facilities in the district, and make a donation. Mr. Mwemba says the Alliance's mission is to support vulnerable individuals and families so that children and communities can flourish. And receiving the donations on behalf of Chongwe Health Office District Planner Mr. Andrew Chivangula expressed gratitude for the timely donation when the facility is currently managing cholera cases. He says the medical supplies donated will go a long way and will greatly support their effort to provide quality healthcare services to the communities, with a growing population currently standing at 350,000 people across the district. Among the donated items include 36,000 units of surgical masks, 36,000 units of examination gloves, 2 bales of towels, 100 boxes of face masks, and 19 packs of scrubs. Government has moved to contain the environmental and economic impact of a tailings dam collapse at Izzard Mining in Mwense District of Luapula Province, which has released mining effluent into the Mwense stream and disrupted community livelihoods. Luapula Province Principal Public Relations Officer Emmanuel Maseko says a multi-urgent response team comprising the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, the Department of Water Resources and the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock has been dispatched to the site, and the team is working to contain contamination as well as conduct a comprehensive assessment of the spill's effects. Mr. Maseko says government is supplying clean and safe water to affected communities, adding that residents have been cautioned against using water or consuming fish from the Mwense stream. He further announced that all operations at EZ Mining have been suspended pending a full investigation. Now, preliminary assessments indicate that the spill has affected 11 fish farmers, damaging 61 out of 95 fish ponds and causing extensive fish dirt and crop contamination along the stream. Authorities have also confiscated dead fish to prevent public consumption. Senior Chief Muchinda Kankomba Welela III of Serenja District in Central Province has expressed gratitude to President Hage Ndehijilema for sending a fact-finding team to investigate allegations of impropriety. He thanked the President for choosing to seek the truth through engagement rather than acting on misinformation. Chief Muchinda revealed that on 21st November 2025, House of Chiefs Chairperson Chief Chongo and Presidential Delivery Unit PDU Chairperson Mr. Hamusankwa visited the Chief's Palace in Serenja, accompanied by the Serenja District Commissioner, other government officials and state security wings. He has stated that the purpose of the visit was to investigate concerns surrounding how he has been treating farmers and individuals holding mining licenses.
You don't want to see the state house in our chairman, House of Chiefs, but it's angry fishing. Go forward. If you fuck ground, if you want to let it show. Yes, you want to for each worker taken the total, Maribombe Murimo Kalambasa. You're waiting for anything game from Chiefs Muchina. It reports up to the district commissioner.
Now, the Zambia Air Force, ZAF, today held their Thanksgiving service as the year comes to an end. ZAF Air Commander Lieutenant General Oscar Nyoni says the service is a sacred opportunity to pause, reflect, and offer thanks for God's unfailing grace throughout the year. Lieutenant General Nyoni says the theme of the service, Soaring the Skies, anchored by faith and lifted in gratitude, gives acknowledgement that their protection